So as I was saying to the kids, I hope you were paying attention. We are on a sermon series called Secret Identity, and we're talking about how inside of us each there's a possibility for greatness, and there's a possibility to live just very normally, sinfully, and making mistakes. And we're going to be looking at heroes of the faith. Great people in the Bible who are known for their faith, for their belief, their following of God. They're doing great and amazing things in the name of the Lord. But we're going to be looking at these parts in the Bible that show them sort of at their worst. And we're going to be thinking and talking about how God works through us all, even when we're at our worst, and can do amazing things through us. And so we're beginning with Father Abraham, as Anna read for us, the father of faith, the one to whom the promise was given, the covenant was given in Genesis 15, 5 through 6. Says, the Lord brought Abraham outside and said, look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Abraham was known for great faith. In fact, in the passage we read, Paul said that he never wavered in his faith. This may be true that he never wavered in his faith, but he certainly, it would seem, took the promise that God had given him into his own hands. He may not have wavered in his faith, but he did waver in his ability to wait. As it mentioned, he was nearly 100 when the promise came to fruition. And then about 14 years before that, well, he and his wife Sarah got a little tired of waiting. And so Sarah came to talk to Abraham and told him, look, I want you to take my slave, because I'm barren, I want you to take my slave and have a son, have a child with her, and that will be the one through whom the promise will come that God has given. So Abraham agrees. He takes this slave without her consent. He uses her. And then as they move forward, she becomes abusive towards Sarah. And Sarah is then having none of that, so she becomes abusive back. And we see this pattern of abuse and sin begin to develop. And to escape from it, Hagar runs away. And she finds herself pregnant and in the wilderness, lost. And God comes and promises to her protection, promises to her that her son will be raised and will be also the father of a great nation. And so he tells her to name her son Ishmael, which means God hears. Then 14 years later, as Ishmael is born and is grown to be a young man, finally the promise comes to Sarah. Finally, Isaac is born, the child of the promise, this miracle baby to these ancient parents, to the woman who is barren. And here we go again. I read in Genesis chapter 21, beginning at verse 8. Isaac grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham, cast out this slave woman and her son, for the son of this slave woman shall not inherit along with my son Isaac. The matter was very distressing to Abraham on account of his son. But God said to Abraham, do not be distressed because of the boy and because of your slave woman. Whatever Sarah says to you, do as she tells you, for it is through Isaac that offspring shall be named for you. As for the son of the slave woman, I will make a great nation of him also. because he is your offspring. So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder along with the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. And when the water in the skin was gone, she cast the child under one of the bushes. Then she went away and sat down opposite him a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot. For she said, "Do not let me look on the death of my child." And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard. Ishmael, God heard the voice of the boy. And the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Come, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make a great nation of him." Then God opened her eyes, and she went, saw a well of water. She went and she filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. And God was with the boy, and he grew up. He lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. He lived in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother got a wife for him from the land of Egypt. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As father of our faith, that we see to him a normal side, a story of jealousy, distrust, and abuse. He's this great hero, but also just like you and me, just like the people we come in contact with, makes mistakes, does the wrong thing. I mean, even in this story, Abraham still doesn't seem to care much about Hagar, but he realizes this time that this is wrong to his son Ishmael, what he's being asked to do. Yet even in his disturbance, even in this path that he's going down, that he recognizes is sort of the fruit of his sin, to take into God's promise into his own hands and to try to work it out according to his own plan, Abraham still manages to trust God. That God can use this mess that he's made for God's own purpose. This is the good news. It's the good news. Abraham is the father of our faith. Abraham is also the father of Ishmael. Abraham is this great pillar, this one who has done amazing things in the name of the Lord, who left his land and his family, who went out, who received the promise and lived faithfully. And Abraham used, abused, and banished his own son. And yet God uses this man and this woman, Hagar. God uses the doubt and the failure and establishes a promise. God uses Abraham and establishes the promise that leads to Jesus Christ. What we see in Abraham's life is not a balance. It's not a measure of good versus bad. Well, he did more good than bad, but overall, he was a good guy. What we see is a man who lived faithfully sometimes, a lot of the times, and who also lived unfaithfully, and yet God took it all and worked within it for good. In his faithfulness, God led to Isaac, and God brought in the great nation of Israel, and through them brought Jesus Christ. And yet, even in his failure through Hagar, God brings a blessing. God brings another great nation from Ishmael. And in the midst of the darkest moment, when Abraham is sent away, his wife and son, to die in the wilderness, God sees. God hears. God sees the sin and the brokenness. In the wilderness, in the darkness, God sees, God hears, God comes, God is at work. We all have places inside of us that we don't like. We all have things that we wish we hadn't done. Yet in the midst of it, God is at work. God is at work in each of our hearts to bring a blessing, both in the places that we're faithful and in the places that we fall short. God is at work, seeking to open our eyes, to help us to see the spring of water gushing up in the middle of the wilderness, in the middle of our brokenness. The good news of today, it's the good news of the cross. That this, at the place of our deepest sin, at the crux, as Paul says, of sin made the most sinful. That we broke the promise given to Abraham. That we killed God's son. There, God still was at work. God did the greatest work. God broke the power of sin and death on the cross. God overcame our brokenness. God defeated sin and death, paid the penalty for all our failures, and brought new life to Jesus Christ through the one faithful man, the one who lived a sinless life. God worked salvation, and God made it available to all of us now, poured out in Jesus Christ in the blood of the covenant. So when we come to the table and receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, we are strengthened anew, that we are given new hope and new possibility, that in the midst of our brokenness and our sinfulness, that we have the possibility to be heroes. God gives life to Jesus. God gives hope to the hopeless Hagar in the desert. God gives new life to barren Sarah. And God brings the promise through confused and abusive Abraham. So may it be for each one of us when we have just a mustard seed of faith to believe that God can do it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.